We're gonna talk about what I think is a sort of a fascinating question here in Parshas Lech Lecha, but it relates to some of the other parshas in Sefer Bereishis as well. And as the Torah tells us in Perek Gimel, that Avram comes back from Mitzrayim, and Avram has a lot of things. He has Avram Kaved Me'ob Mikneh Bekesev Uzav. He's acquired a lot of money. He's acquired a lot of items, and he's going back to Eretz Yisrael. Lot also got a lot of things. Hayatzon Uvakar Ve'Olim. The Torah tells us there's a disagreement between Avram shepherds and Lot shepherds, and Avram eventually says to Lot, "You know what, Lot? This fight between us, I think it's time for us to separate." Why were they fighting? Kihaya Rechusham Rav. They had a lot of property, and that generated a lot of the fight. For many of them, Farshim al Derech Hapshad, it's a very simple debate here between Avraham and Lot. Avram and Lot, V'lo Nasa Lo Haisa Yechol Lahaspik Merele Mekneham, says Rashi, there wasn't enough space for everybody to be able to fit together. They were so many people there. The Radak, even al Derech Hapshad, elaborates that it's just when you have so many animals in one particular location, there are only so many places you could go to be able to have your animals eat, etc. However, it's pretty clear for many of the Mefarshim that this was not just a debate between Avraham and Lot surrounding materialism. Do we have enough space for our items? Kei Rechushim Rav. But there seems to be another layer of machlokas that's taking place here between Avraham and Lot. There's something else going on here that seems to be incredibly significant. Some of the Mefarshim point out, like the Netziv, that we see this even from the double Lashon. V'lonasa osam ha'aretz la'sheves yachtav. The land couldn't handle them dwelling together. Kei Rechushim Rav. V'lo yachlu la'sheves yachtav. And they weren't able to dwell together. We're told twice in that same pasuk, they couldn't dwell together. Also, it sounds like there's something beyond just the initial pshat. There's some additional factor that led them not to be able to dwell together. Further, there's a lot of ambiguity. Who is the debate really between? It sounds in the Psukim Vahaya Hariv being rowing Mikne Avraham, it's a debate among shepherds. But then when Avram talks, he says, Al Nati Meriva Beiniu Veinecha. It sounds like it's a little bit of a machlokas between Avram and Lot. So what's really going on here? It sounds like there's something suggests many of the Mefarshim above and beyond just a question of a fight among shepherds and too much of and not enough space. There's another layer of what's going on here in this particular story. So what exactly is it? Many suggest there's something religious going on here. There's something serious about who Avram was and who Lot was. Then it's Siv writes that it Hayutivim Rechokim, they had different kinds of natures, Avraham and Lot. They weren't similar enough. Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv, so points out in the Sefer HaGos Al Ami that, you know, the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, Har Sinai is that Misham Yarda Sina Li Yisrael. Sometimes when a person gets more religious, so religiosity comes with unfortunately, but sometimes this happens, with distinctions between people. So because Avram was like really religious, he's like Avram Avinu, Lot, maybe not as much, so there was something about them that they couldn't dwell together. But what really was it? What was the real issue here going on? So we'll suggest between two and four ideas, depending on how much time we have. Rehearse suggests that it was a debate amongst materialism, but not in the way that you would think. In general, points out Rehearse, a person could have a lot of things. These could have a lot of things and still stayed all together. The problem wasn't just a question of space, it was that their attitudes towards it was very different, and they had different attitudes about it. And Lot needed his own space and his own stuff, and Avram needed it to do it in his way, and because their relationship to materialism was very different, the way that they wanted to use these items, the way they wanted to be able to participate in this world was so different that they couldn't be there. Two people can have money, but one of them is using them for holy means, one of them for less holy means, and that's why they couldn't get along. It wasn't a physical space limitation. It was Kiya Rechusham Rav, and he has this, and he has that, and they want to do different things with this. In fact, the author of Kelm used to point out that Rashi tells in the Parsha that Lot, when he left, was like, he was kind of like leaving Frumkite a little bit. He was leaving, it was a rejection, it was a degree of heresy that Lot had, because points out the author of Kelm, it's almost like this chemda of mammon, this desire for materialism was so great, like, it must, to give up being with Avraham Avinu, it must have been that there's something like really underlying for him to give up, you know, this opportunity for Kedusha. There's something about this, his love of money and his view of materialism that generated this in that particular way. The second idea, which is a little bit wild from a machshava perspective, and it's one that you can take or leave. I believe I'm interpreting it correctly. Yaakov Moshe Charlap, in the Sefer Mei Marom, points out the following idea. There seems to be something going on here above and beyond just the machlokas between Abraham and Lot. If you look in the pasuk carefully, it says, "Lo nasa osam haaretz lasheves yachta." It's kiilu Eretz Yisrael couldn't handle them being together. It's kiilu Eretz Yisrael was demanding that they break up. Like Chazal tell us in Vayikra and Perek Yudches, "Vosaki haaretz etchem." Eretz Yisrael sometimes can't handle certain things and like throws people out. So what was Eretz Yisrael not being able to handle? It was something that Avraham and Lot being together that wasn't okay. So Rabbi Chalap has a very, very intriguing suggestion. We know that Mashiach comes derech Lot. That Lot creates Moav. Rus comes from Moav. Rus converts. David HaMelech comes from Rus. The world of Mashiach comes as an outsider. There's a lot of Torah out there in terms of why Mashiach had to come from outside Klal Yisrael. Why Mashiach couldn't come from within. There's a very beautiful Maharal about that. But point out Rabbi Chalap, the Arizal suggests the following idea. That, you know, Mashiach's destined to come from that world of Lot. The problem is that the reason why Mashiach comes from these external sources is because if you're the Sitra Achra, you're the negative Kochos in this world, you are going to concentrate. I want to focus a little bit. Like, they don't want Mashiach to come. So they focus on the places where they assume Mashiach is most likely to come. So they're focusing on those people who are most associated with Kedusha for Mashiach to come. So Ribono Shel Olam decreed that Mashiach comes from people maybe have a shaitlus to Kedusha, but are far enough away that they're not paying attention to it the same way. So suggest Rabbi Moshe Chalap, again, you have to like buy into some of this, that maybe part of the idea was Avram even sent Lot away. He knew it would be bad for Lot religiously, but this is an Eretz Yisrael kind of a thing. This is a quest to have a Mashiach which is eventually going to come. And to do that, Lot had to be far enough away that like the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, all those Kochos would concentrate more on Avraham, almost give Lot his space to not be as religious. And then, you know, derech there, you'd be able to have Mashiach. Okay, that's one idea. So the first idea, what's the deeper thing? Rav Hirsch, two approaches to materialism. Yaakov Moshe Chalap, it's like this broader message or idea of trying to bring an absolute, of trying to bring a geula. We'll share two more ideas. One's an idea in Torah's Chassidus al derech drush. The other is a fascinating idea al derech hapshat. Al derech drush, the Tiferes Shlomo of Radomsk, one of the great Chassidus rebbes, so points out al derech drush the following idea. The Torah emphasizes ki lo yachu lasheves yachtav. They can't dwell together. He points out lasheves. It's the same word as Shabbos. Shabbos is a form of dwelling. Ki lo yachu lasheves yachtav. Points out the Torah Shlomo. I think is a deeper idea also. The world of Shabbos is a world of a lot of light, and tzaddikim on Shabbos experience a certain kind of kedusha. And when tzaddikim experience sometimes, says the Torah Shlomo, a certain kind of kedusha. So there are Rishayim that are just in that presence, they're not able to, they can't be in that presence. They can't handle that degree of Kedusha. It generates a certain degree of discord. So says Yaakov Moshe Chalap, you know why they had to move? Ki lo yachlu l'shabbos yachtav. They couldn't keep Shabbos together. That there was something about Shabbos, that when Avram was there and he was so kadosh, they couldn't handle it, especially the Roim, especially the shepherds couldn't handle it, and therefore they had to go off. So what was the deeper thing? Simple upshot, not enough room. Rehearse materialism, Yaakov Moshe Chalap, there's like a messianic kind of a journey, I'll push you away, then the Kochos HaRa won't focus on you, and then Mashiach could come from you, and Tiferes Shlomo, it's a question of Shabbos. I heard just now at the copy machine downstairs, Rav Yishai Meir, who is the former principal of the girls' high school here, was sitting there. He saw that I had Mekoros on this topic. He said, I'll tell you something really intriguing. This is an idea, Al Derech HaPshat, which he shared. You have this in some. I think Rav Chaim Navon, who actually lives in Modi'in, has a similar kind of an idea. It's a fascinating mahalach. Avram is told he's going to become a Goy Gadol in the Gennesis Parsha. Avram's going to be a large nation. Avram's going to have Zerah. The word Zerah in Tanakh, Lav Dafka, always refers to biological children. And there are those who suggest, Al Derech HaPshat, that Avram wasn't really sure who his Zerah was going to be. So Avram suspected there's a good chance that Zerah is Lot. That Zerah is Lot. As the Ramban points out in Parshas Devarim, that Lot even gets Nachla in places that Amon Moav, in places that were destined for Avram and Bispin HaBasarim. He's like almost included. He could be that he's like the Zerah. And that's why it starts. What does Lot come to Mitzrayim with him? And what does Lot get as a result? He also becomes very, very wealthy as a result. Lot also gets a lot. Same as Avram did. And Avram was suspecting, I think Lot is going to be that Zerah. The machlokas which took place, what ends up occurring, is that this machlokas what gives Avram insight into the fact that it's not meant to be. That Lot is not going to be that Zera of Avraham. Lot is not going to be the next in line. Rather, Lot, you know what? I'm seeing this isn't working. It's not, no way that it's it. So we separate. And once they separate, then Ribbono Shel Olam, Achrei Hipari, then Ribbono Shel Olam reveals himself to Avraham again. There's something about, he thought that Lot was really that Zera. They suggest, that's also Pshat and Hagar and Yishmael. That, what happens? What does Avraham believe when Yishmael is born? Yishmael could be my Zera. Yishmael really could be. It doesn't have to be the biological progeny. That's why he says to Sarah, like, Yishmael, Yichalifanecha, that Yishmael really could, it's Shayach, that maybe Yishmael's really, maybe he's really the Zera, and he's included in there. And it's only later on when Avraham Avinu says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, no, it's from Sarah, Ki be Yitzchak Yikari Lecha Zera. Meaning, until Ki be Yitzchak Yikari Lecha Zera, Avraham wasn't sure it was going to be biological children. Avram wasn't sure who's going to be Mamchik. Sometimes maybe Eliezer Eved Avram at some point, Avram, you know, there was a Havamin who was going to be there. In which case, part of this Machlokas and part of what happens in this Parsha is Avram sort of discovering who's really my Zera. The same way, as an example, the world of Toldos in Sefer Bereishis does not always refer to biological progeny the same way. Toldos, in many ways, descendants, like the Gemara and Tzach Mechav Sanhedrin, if you're Megadel, Yastom, Besoch, Beso, it's Kilu Yado, it's five. The person raises someone religiously, it's Kilu that they're their children. Vishnatam Livanecha, Elu Talmidecha, that the idea of children is not always only biological. And in that sense, part of Avram was sort of figuring that out a little bit. And part of this Machlokas is figuring out who's the Mamshech? Who's going to be taking over? So we saw a couple of different ideas. This machlokes in Avram and Lot was not just a machlokes about space, maybe a machlokes about relationships to materialism, maybe a machlokes about the way we bring geula. It may have been about the capacity to be around Avram in his kedusha of Shabbos, but certainly may have been about clarifying who's going to be the leadership, what's going to happen, who is the real Zera of Avram. Have a great rest of your day.